This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used tough language today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to normalize ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf nation against allowing Israel to have a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced 2 days ago, is widely seen as a diplomatic win for the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major part of it, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 U.S. troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining that Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland, joining 4,500 American troops already there. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's environment minister says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. At least 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far, just off the coast of Mauritius. A Japanese-owned bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist in the cleanup. Japan today observed the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope that such a tragedy would never be repeated. Expectations that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe would issue an apology went unmet, though he did give thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing unwelcome news for summer vacationers across Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are being reimposed. Nightclubs are being shut down. Face mask requirements are being expanded, even in trendy resort areas. Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain, between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19. Being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs will be closed, and he issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places, where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Nursing home visits in Spain are limited to one person a day for each resident for only 1 hour. Spain has recorded almost 50,000 confirmed COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. Thousands of British tourists scrambled to get home early in the weekend from France, trying to avoid the need to self-quarantine for 14 days. France has seen a 66% rise in COVID infections over the past week. The British self-isolation rule for travelers returning to the UK from France goes into effect today. Among Italy's pandemic anxieties, its effects on next weekend's Ferragosto holiday, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountain areas or go abroad. On the island of Capri, the mayor has broadened a face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings now are required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been widened to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. To this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless climb. The case count is over 21 million, with a death toll of 766,000. Topping the list is the United States, with 5.3 million infections and well over 1,000 fatalities. President Trump is demanding that ByteDance divest the U.S. operations of its video sharing app TikTok within 90 days. It is the latest effort to ramp up on pressure on the Chinese company over concerns about the safety of the personal data it handles. Mr. Trump's demand follows his executive order last week that would prohibit certain TikTok transactions unless ByteDance sells it within 45 days. The company is in talks to sell TikTok operations in North America, Australia, and New Zealand to Microsoft. More news online at voanews.com. And remember, there is always, for your listening convenience, a very useful mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.